Now that we have the regression line, we can examine the error, which will lead us to the correlation coefficient eventually. The square of the error is the sum of the squared deviations, yi minus the value from the regression line. Let's look that up. M times the deviation of x plus the average of y. M times the deviation of x plus the average of y squared, the sum of the squared deviations with that m, this m. This tells us something about the fit. If this is zero, the line fits exactly. The larger this becomes, the poorer the line fits, which has something to do with correlation, the quality of the approximation by this linear model. Let's try and compute. This looks like binomial formula. First, let's split these terms as before. Y minus the average of y minus m times xi minus the average of x squared. Now it's time for the binomial formula. The square of the first one, yi minus the average of y minus 2 times the first times the second. Let's bring this in alphabetic order. M times xi minus the average of x times yi minus the average of y. Now we have the square of the second term, which is m squared times xy minus the average of x squared. These are three sums. The sum of the squared deviations of y from its mean minus 2 times the slope of the regression line times the deviation of x from its mean times the deviation of y from its mean plus the square of the slope times the sum of the deviations of x of its mean squared. This can be simplified, luckily enough. We do know the slope, the sum of the deviation of x times the deviation of y, the sum divided by the square of the deviation of x. Let's see. The sum the deviation of y minus 2 times the sum of the deviation of x times the deviation of y, and here it's again. So we have the square of the sum of the deviation of x times the deviation of y. These two divided by the sum of the quadratic deviation of x. And here, again, the slope squared. Deviation of x, deviation of y, too little space, squared, divided by the quadratic deviation of x, summed, divided by squared, times the sum of the squared deviation of x. So we can simplify. This expression is subtracted twice and added which once. The sum of the squared deviations of y minus 2 times this expression plus minus 1 time that expression. Deviation of x times deviation of y squared divided by the quadratic deviation of x summed. That's still the square of the error, but somewhat easier to read. Now let's try and put this into a symmetrical form. This looks somewhat artificial. Let's pull out the squared deviation of y times 1 minus the sum of the deviation of x times the deviation of y squared divided by the sum of the squared deviation of x. And we have to undo the factor in front, so we divide by the sum of the squared deviations of y. Let's do the computation backward. This 1 times 1 is that. This 1 times that 1. This cancels, that cancels, is that 1. What we have now is the square of the correlation coefficient. The correlation coefficient is defined to be the square root of this term, with sign so that it becomes negative if y decreases as x increases. Pearson's correlation coefficient. R is defined as the sum of all deviations of x times the deviation of y divided by square root of the sum of the squared deviations of x times the square root of the sum of the squared deviations of y. And if we take the square, we've got the full squares again. This really looks like the variance of x. This looks like the variance of y. If you work with a sample, then you've got slightly different factors. More or less n minus 1 instead of this n. This is n times the variance. And with a square root, it's the standard deviation. What we've learned is that the square of the error is the sum of the squared deviations of y times 1 minus the square of the correlation coefficient. This shows how everything is connected. If the correlation coefficient equals 1, then this factor becomes 0 and the error becomes 0. If the correlation coefficient is minus 1, again we have times 0 and the error is 0. 1 minus the square of the correlation coefficient is a factor of the square of the error.